endurance is something we all need. And the trick to endurance is not to focus on the things that are difficult. Just to focus on the things that are going well, that can give you strength, that you can lean on. Like the breath. Just leave it to its devices. It comes in and goes out sometimes comfortably, sometimes not. But why weigh yourself down with uncomfortable breathing? Nobody's forcing you to breathe uncomfortably. There's no mandate. There's nobody yelling at you for breathing comfortably. So you can breathe as comfortably as you like. And when you find that as you breathe comfortably, the elements in the body get into better balance. And then when the body's in better shape, then it's a lot easier to put up with the difficulties of daily life. Whatever difficulties you may be finding, you need endurance in order to deal with them. If you lack endurance, sometimes easy things become difficult and difficult things become impossible. But you have sources of strength inside, starting with the breath, learning how to bring the elements of the body into balance, and then learning how to deal with your mind, which ways of thinking are going to be useful and give you strength. Well, think in those ways. Don't focus on the things that make it difficult for you. Ajahn Mahabodh talks often about how people seem to think that complaining will solve a problem. Even when you don't complain to others, when you sit there and complain to yourself, what you're doing is sapping your strength, and you're missing a good opportunity to find what sources of strength you do have. There's no right complaining on the path. But there is right effort, there's right mindfulness, right concentration. All these things can be your support. All these things can give you energy. So you've got the potentials inside that you may not have thought of. I remember the first time Ajahn Phuong had us sit up all night and meditate. I didn't think I could do it, but I kept finding that there were sources of strength in the body that I hadn't anticipated, and sources of strength in the mind. And I was able to make it through, and not just make it through, but actually have some good meditation. So we all have our unsuspected sources of strength. You want to look for those inside. So that impossible jobs become possible, difficult jobs become easy, and easy jobs don't feel like jobs at all. That's when you develop this perfection of endurance. It's not a flashy perfection, it's not like discernment. But it's the sort of friend who may not be flashy, but will be there whenever you need him or her. So, look after this friend, because it will then help you when you need it.